What is up, everybody, and welcome to the Long Island Express podcast. If you enjoy the content, please hit the subscribe button and let's get it rolling.
What is up, everybody? We're here on another episode of the Long Island Express podcast. Today, we're here with special guest, Ronnie Fairclough. He's a multiple business owner, and we're just going to get into it and dive in and hear what he has to say about all his different businesses. What's up, Ronnie? How you doing?
What's going on, Nick? What's going on, man?
Not much. So I just want to start off, what are the three different types of businesses? As you can see, they're right here, but we're going to dive in and go in depth with them. So
we got NutriWolf. It's a nutrition store that we have in Deer Park and in Farmingdale. Rossetti's a pizzeria. It used to be Marino's. And Tech Pro is an AV company. Just do audio, video in people's houses.
Oh, right. That's awesome. So with all these different businesses, did you study business in college or?
Nah, I went to St. John's for computer science.
Okay.
And never thought I'd get, you know, into doing business like this. I don't know, just something I went to, I worked at Caldor as a customer service desk for like 2 years, 3 years.
Was it like a department store?
It was like a retail store.
Okay, that's
like
awesome.
A Walmart.
Like a Walmart, okay.
I was 17, 18 years old working almost like as a system manager in there and doing schedules and shit, just picked it up quick. And I like doing it.
That's awesome. So you found something that you wanted to do and then just kept going with it and...
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So, with your tech company, I'd like to start off there. So, what do you, like, specialize in?
So we do, surround sounds, audio, video in people's houses, outdoor music, lighting, shades.
So, like, you'll do, like, the outdoor speakers?
Yeah, pretty much, around pools.
Okay.
We do a lot of business out of East Hamptons.
So, okay, big clientele at East End?
Pretty much, just, you know, it's bigger properties. We do a lot of new construction. You know, just whole house audio and video.
So, like, when you go, like, so you find these people, how do you find, like, your clientele?
A lot of it's referrals.
Referrals? Okay.
So, we do jobs, and then they recommend, we also have builders. There's a couple builders that we're with that, basically, the builders and electricians, so they get us work.
That's awesome.
Whenever they're building a house, they let the customer know, and... You know, they sit down with us, we go through the whole plans of what they're doing, and, you know, we try to come up with a design and a plan, and, you know, we execute it.
That's awesome.
So it's a lot of fun.
Have you gone anything into, like, AI or artificial intelligence? Or is it more how you could, like, talk on your phone and you could turn your lights off and on?
Like the voice control
and
stuff?
Yeah, voice control.
I mean, some of the stuff that we deal with, the control systems they have where you could talk into a remote and change a channel. But Alexa, you could tie into it.
Yeah,
I think that stuff
is awesome.
It is anew. It's pretty convenient, you know, to say, Alexa, you know, turn on this and turn off this. You know, it is pretty cool. It makes it, you know, technology is making us more lazy now, you know?
I mean, I just like how... I'm a big fan of technology and like how it just evolves and things just change.
Well, that's what I like to feel, you know,
yeah,
everything
awesome.
Is different, you know, I mean, my house I equip with everything that, you know, pretty much I do, just so I could show it off to people
and
give it almost like a demo. We have a couple demo places in Plainview, you know, that we bring people to and it's a showroom, but
your showroom, that's where, like, you would bring, like, a potential client to show them
So, we would show them, like, you know, TVs, what goes behind the TV, like, the networking side of it, the touch panels on the wall. We do Lutron lighting, so basically these devices are installed by an electrician, and you could basically turn on and off the lights from your phone.
That's just awesome. I feel like people just like the convenience.
Yeah, it is. I mean, a lot of people don't know.
Lives easier.
A lot of people who don't know about it, they don't look for it. So it's, you know, it's nice. It's visual. You got to show somebody something in order for them to see it and want it.
So is that how, like, you, another way you market it is with visual, like, videos of, like, say, you installing?
We'll take pictures of before and after.
Okay.
You know, usually with a lot of customers, I'll come in with an iPad and just show them stuff that we've done and just kind of give them, like, when we say, like, we built a rack for somebody, all your cable boxes would go in a rack. People don't know what a rack means.
Okay.
So we show them that all the cable boxes go in this little rack that goes in the, you know, somewhere in the basement or in a closet or something. And basically everything is neatly put in there. So just, you don't have to have the cable boxes.
Right, yeah.
Yep, just like this TV.
Yeah.
No cable box here, cable boxes in the basement. Yep,
that's
same
awesome.
Thing.
So, when you're So you're a Nutriwolf. That's a supplement, sports supplement company. Is that what you focus on, or just
Just nutrition. It's all nutrition. You know, I have a partner. My partner Darren.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, he runs everything day to day. It's you know, for the most part, everything that we do, whether it's meal prep or, you know, smoothies, you know, he has a big part of that.
Yeah, I think the meal prep's awesome. Really, helps. Like you're saying, it's convenient for like, the customers, and you just go to the store, right, and pick up a meal.
Yeah, they order ahead of time. You know, like they'll fill out a form, and you know, twice a week we'll pretty much have set days that they can come pick it up.
Pick up in bulk, right? Most of the time.
Most of the people do. Yeah, most people will grab one on the go if they happen to walk into the store and they go in the fridge. But it's very convenient, and it's definitely, you know.
And you guys, of course, want to get the highest quality of food possible.
Well, so we use the best of the best for everything. Yeah, I mean, Darren's very, you know, everything has just got to be the best of the best.
I mean, I think that's also the best way to run the business, you know.
It is.
You don't want to put out poor quality, and then.
No. I mean, you taste this compared to a lot of the other ones, it's, you know.
You can taste it, you can tell the difference.
Yeah, you can tell the difference. You can tell the size.
They are really good. I've had a couple of meals, they're awesome. The shakes, too. I think the shakes are.
The shakes were what we started with. You know,
that was
one of the first things we had, and then from the shakes we transitioned into, you know, doing acai bowls and, you know, doing the meals.
Acai bowls are big now.
They're
really.
Yeah, they are. They're very good.
I love them. They're awesome.
They're very good, man.
So you're the Nutriwolf. You previously had the brand under Monster Nutrition, right?
Correct.
So what happened with that transition of the name change?
So basically, it was about. Monster Energy, you know, people can be confused with Monster Nutrition. Then they think that Monster Energy has something to do with what we're putting in our smoothies and whatnot. So they called it a confusion to the public.
Okay.
We just, you know, we were never taking anything away from Monster. You know, they've been around forever. It's more of we were called Monster, something similar to them, and obviously.
So it was like a branding conflict, I guess.
Pretty much. You know, it's the word Monster, you know, like what you associate Monster with. You know, like we're just a small time, you know, nutrition store in Farmingdale, not thinking that it would be a big deal that, but you know, Monster Energy is everywhere, you know. But you know, we changed the name just so that we can make sure that we branded something. You know, our customers are very loyal. There was no issues with it. I mean, you know, it sucks to have to go through, you know, doing that. But
it was a headache, right? You just had.
But you know what? Our customers were all loyal. So, you know, every one of them, to them, it wasn't a big deal.
That's awesome. A lot of customers. It really shouldn't matter anyway.
Well, Darren has such a good relationship with everybody. So, I mean, everybody in there, you know, it's...
I mean, when you go in there, everybody knows what they're talking about, like your employees.
Yeah, every single one of them. Every one of the guys that work there, they know everything about... Everything that's in each shop.
I know, that's awesome. Is that like when you're looking to like hire people with Darren? Is that what you guys like look for, or like you?
Well,
hire
someone to do sales, Darren makes sure that whoever's doing sales, they need to know what it is. It's very tough to train somebody. We try to, I guess, you know, he looks for more somebody who's more experienced that has the experience. But it's tough because you know we don't want to be like a GNC where you come into the store and. You know, you have some old guy giving you advice on nutrition, and he probably never worked out a day in his life. And, you know, who are you going to take more advice from?
It's better for, like, I feel like the customers who come in because they're able to relate more. And,
oh, yeah. I mean, everybody that goes to him.
What you guys are putting out.
Yeah, you got to know what's going in your body. And Darren makes it clear, and the rest of the staff makes it clear that, you know, hey, listen, this is what you're getting. This is, you know, what A, B, and C does in it. And they can tell you what every ingredient, you know.
Yeah, I've been there. All the employees, they really know it to a T. Yeah. So it's awesome how you just go in there and they're able to help you out right away.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's awesome. When you are for the nutrition, Nutriwolf, do you guys market with like any sponsorships with like athletes, lifting athletes?
We have some.
Influencers, I guess you could call them.
We have some guys that basically that are, you know, competing that, you know, that's, you know, we sponsor them.
Okay, that's awesome.
You know, but for the most part, it's, like I said, Darren's built such a good relationship with everybody. So, you know, if he was going through something with you, you're going to tell your friend, hey, listen, go see Darren.
Check this out, of course.
And that's pretty much how...
It's just like another way to build a brand.
Yeah, that's pretty much more. I mean, it's, you know, it's word of mouth. You know, I mean, we got people that come from all over, you know, like all over Long Island that...
To come check it out. And you have two storefronts?
Yes, we have one in Deer Park and we have one over in Farmingdale.
And so, and the one in Deer Park is the same concept as the meals, the smoothies?
We do the meals there. We don't have the smoothies. Okay. We're looking to open up a place at some point, somewhere in there, bigger, so that we could. This store was not equipped for us to do something like that.
Okay.
So, you know, we do everything but the smoothies there.
That's
awesome. The acai's and the smoothies, I should say.
Okay. So, are you like, so you have two storefronts. Are you looking to like franchise the brand maybe?
I'm not sure.
To expand more?
I mean, you know, it's one step at a time. I'm not really sure about that. I mean, right now it's, you know, we've been in business for, you know, 7 years, over here at the Farmingdale location.
Yeah.
So, it's hard to say if we would, you know, where we go next after Deer Park.
So every year, I follow you guys on social media. Every year you guys hold like an anniversary, right?
Yeah. We have a bash every year of our anniversary.
And good showing out, all the support comes.
Yeah. For the most part, you know, we run out specials for it, you know, basically for anybody who's coming through. But yeah, we have a big turnout. You know, Darren does it right with the party in there.
Yeah, got it, right?
Yeah, we get the DJ and all, the tents are set up, all the vendors come.
Any chance you get.
Yeah, it's a big opportunity. It's a big opportunity to show off a lot of the stuff that we have there and, you know, show our appreciation to the people, the customers that come in.
It's like another way just to, like you said, like word of mouth, put the brand out there.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, all the customers that are coming are pretty much the ones that have been coming there.
Okay.
You know, so we run our specials for them. But, you know, they bring friends or whatnot. You know, it's just another way of getting people there.
That's awesome. I'm really big into working out and lifting and whatnot. Like, I love going to the gym. I think it's awesome how, like, you just, in Farmingdale, how they're... It's better than GNC, you know what I mean?
It's a lot better than GNC.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, like I said, it's, we didn't want to be like a GNC.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even the stuff that we sell. I mean, everything that we sell in that store, we stand behind. We don't put stuff on the shelf just for putting it on the shelf.
Of course. You want to differentiate yourself.
Yeah, and Darren would be able to get into more with you.
Yeah, of course.
You know, about like, you know, more about that. Because he, like I said, he runs the day-to-days there.
That's awesome.
You know, I'm just a business partner with him.
Yeah. That's great, though. You're able to relate with your partners and...
Oh, yeah. We have our monthly meetings. We talk all the time. I mean, we're best friends. You know, he was in my wedding
party. So you've known him your whole life pretty much?
I've known him for a long time.
A long time?
You know, I've known him for a long time. You know, and, you know, as a, I know as a business partner, you know, he's a great person in general. You know, a great friend, but... You know, business partner wise, I mean, it's...
He's really on the ball with everything.
Yeah, he's on top. I mean, you know, in the beginning, we went through, like, you know, stuff, and we were, you know, always brainstorming with, you know, what we're going to do and the direction, and we both would just bounce things off each other, you know, and it was, it's a good partnership, you know, and he's, you know, he's exceeded everything to the point where he can, all my expectations on how I thought it was going to be, you know, yeah, I mean, and he's still going, you know, he's going strong, he just has a, you know, good head on his shoulders. He knows what, you know, what to do.
Done. Yeah, of course. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, with the nutrition store, I don't really, you know, I used to work there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just in and out, you know, like.
So you're not as hands-on as you were then?
No, I mean, now it's, you know, it's doing well to the point where Darren has that, you
full
know.
Control, yeah.
Yeah, Darren's doing a great job with it, you know. That's so, awesome. I mean, like I said, it's just the meetings that we go through, we always, you know, we'll communicate about certain things. And yeah,
every step of the way. So your pizzeria, it was used to be called the name of the brand was Marino's Pizzeria, correct?
That's correct.
And now you changed the name to Rossetti's.
Yeah, it's my mother's maiden name.
Okay.
We wanted to change this thing a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we were gonna move.
In
the same shopping center, but we thought we were gonna move in two spots for I'd probably say over 2.5 years almost.
Wow. Okay.
So for a long time, we've kind of just let it coast because no advertising. Just because we didn't want to put money into something that we were going to change it later on.
Do you think that hurt the business?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, when you don't pay attention to something, well, I shouldn't say when you don't pay attention, when you don't put full attention into something,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's very hard. It's very hard to, you know, to get better at something.
That's like anything in life, though. If you don't put 110% into it, it's really not good.
Yeah, so, I mean, with Rossetti's, you know, knowing that we were going to change, we didn't have a sign outside for a while because when they did the siding over, they took our sign down. And they put a sticker up, like a logo,
okay.
But nothing that lit up at night, you know.
Nothing to bring the eyes to.
Yeah, like you pass by at night, you can't even see, you can't tell it's a pizzeria.
It's
there.
In a great location too, Commerce Road is right there.
Yeah,
it's
no,
like
it's
a lot of cars pass by every day.
No, DMV's in there too.
Yeah,
I mean, there's 1,000 cars that go through that shopping center, you know, daily. But, Yeah, once we, you know, now we're looking to open up in like the next week or so.
Okay.
You know, so trying to open up before Lent.
So you redid the whole store then with the name change?
We renovated pretty much, there's a lot of cosmetics, but for the most part, you know, took down everything that we needed to take down, retiled. Okay. The store, being in there, it's night and day now. I mean, you just got to see it, you know, a few weeks ago.
You walk in, it's like a totally brand new.
Yeah, and once we opened the doors for everybody and we were open for business, people will see,
I think people are going to love it, to be honest.
Yeah, and we kind of tried to bring more of a dining room feel to, the dining room. Okay. Because that was the one thing we lacked. People would walk in there and not even know we had a dining room.
Wow, okay.
So, you know, again, without advertising and without, you know, it's hard. I've owned it for 5 years now with my brother. And now we took on some more partners.
Okay, so we have more partners in
it? Yeah, we have more partners in it. You'll find out a little bit more about them soon.
Okay.
But, one of the guys is a chef. His name is Joe. And he did a great job at his other restaurants he used to own. Used to be co-owners
with. Oh, so he had another... He was
co-owners with other people in other spots. And now he's partnering with us. And we both have a great vision of what we want to do there, you know.
That's awesome you guys are on the same page then.
Yeah, and you know, he's on board with the whole Rossetti's concept, and you know, we want to make it more of like a family owned, like, you know, restaurant. Make it more like family inviting, yeah. You know, like it's just something that we want to do for a long time. And it's great to be able to do it.
Time to do it, right?
Well, now it got to a point that we're not moving. Yeah. We had to do something. I wasn't gonna sit there no more and just letting it coast. You know, it got to a point where it's like, you know, shit or get off the pot, you know.
Yeah.
So we're gonna open that next week, hopefully, or right before Lent. And, I think people are going to be real happy with the way, you know, the food is and the way it looks.
Did you guys change the menu at all? Or?
Some things.
Some things?
You know, some things. Like, my partner Joe, we've gone through some of the stuff. And, you know, for the most part, it's Italian food. You can make anything that's, you know, even if it's not on a menu, you pretty much can make something.
Mm-hmm, of course.
You know, but... But yeah, it's...
So did you have to get like a whole new staff or whatnot?
We kept some people. Okay. You know, we didn't really get rid of people. It's just that we felt bad that we were going to be closed for so long.
I can't
tell people, hey, you know, like hang on for the next, you know, month and a half. And, you know, they all have their job. So it's not like somebody lost it.
That's awesome.
You know, I wouldn't do that to somebody anyway.
Yeah, I don't think...
The staff is good, you know.
So as being... a multiple business owner, have you like, obviously you've had ups and downs on all the businesses, and like, do you remember like off the top of your head like one like instance that you were like, wow, this is like a lot harder than what I thought it would be?
I feel like you learn a lot from your mistakes.
Of course.
Like anything else, going back to like with Monster, when we had Monster and we had a, you know, we didn't brand it. You know, like, it's a big deal, the brand stuff nowadays, because you know, somebody can have something that's similar, and they say, if you had a business, you don't want somebody taking something that's a similar name to you.
Of course,
because you want to sell your product, and you don't want
you
don't want somebody to think that, hey, like, this company's doing the same thing, they're called something very similar to me, and, like, you know, you want them to first come to you, you know, not to them. So with Monster, it was... You know, they took it as it was confusing, even though we didn't have anything really said the word Monster on it, and you were buying something.
You guys always had Monster, like, I feel like nutrition.
We did, but, you know, Monster Energy's been around probably, longer.
A really big company. So.
You know, so, and at the end of the day, it's not worth fighting, you know, a monster company for something that we just change it.
Yeah.
Just change the name, and, we branded it, we did it right this time. You know, we had a supplement company that me and Darren used to have. And then another company, when we went to go brand it, had the same exact, initials as us.
Wow, okay.
And the logo was really similar to ours, even though we didn't steal it from them. And at the end of the day, the only people that are going to win on that is the lawyers. You know, unless you're making millions of dollars, you know, it's not worth trying to keep that brand. So
So you guys went to go, like, patent
the
supplement brand?
We went to prep patent. We had a pharmaceutical company make all the products.
Okay.
And, Darren, would sit down with them and come up with a pre-workout and, a fat burner and whatnot. And when we went to actually brand the logo, that's when, you know, somebody had beat us to the punch with it. So now it was a matter of proving, you know, who had it first. And at the end of the day, it would cost you a lot of money and lawyer fees. So you learn your lesson with it. So we had to come up with a name that was... almost like combining two words, because, you know, you come up with anything in the, with the word nutrition, somebody's probably got it.
Of course, yeah.
So saying NutriWolf, taking part of the Nutri and putting like the wolf in it, you know, it is different for us to say it now. Like, mm-hmm. it's weird, you know. Sometimes we're still calling monster, because going from the, you know, it just sounds easier, you know. I'm saying it so long.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, I mean, unfortunately, you learn those type of lessons. It's not even, everything changes. There's no way to keep up with everything, whether it's Department of Labor or, you know, the way you got to file your return. I mean, there's always a lesson to be learned with something, and you really have to, you know, keep up with it.
Of course. I feel like, my opinion, like any failure you go through in life, whatever it could be, with school, with businesses, work, whatever it is, I feel like that's where, like, you learn the most from. Because you're able to grasp what went wrong. And
as long as it's not, yeah. I mean, most lessons you learn from something that you failed in the past, or just as long as it's not, you know, a bad lesson that you
learned. Of course, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, for the most part, you know, the industry and everything changes, you know, and even with running a business, it's tough with not knowing, you know, every day you have a schedule that's out, you mm-hmm. know, when someone doesn't show up to work, it changes everything.
Yeah, of course.
You know, there's a lot of days that I would be at a family function and I get called that somebody didn't show up here, or this guy called out sick and I have to leave.
Yeah, of course.
You know, so, I mean, you know, and my phone is always on, like, you know, like, I can be on the phone until 12 o'clock at night with somebody. Like, it just... You don't turn anything off when you own a business. You know, when you own multiple, it's, you know, it's good. Yeah, it's harder, but it's good when you have the right people that, you know, you're partners with. You know, that, you know, eliminate some of that stress.
So, being that you own these multiple businesses, how do you, like, you find yourself, like, balancing? Like, obviously, you go out and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, like, I mean, I do. I just, you do. I mean, you gotta... You know, in the beginning, it's tough. There's a lot of sacrificing when you first start something. Like, even now at Rosetti's, there'll be a lot of sacrificing, like, in the beginning, just to make sure everything is on the up and up.
Yeah.
And once it is, then you start to, you know, take a step back a little bit and let the people that you have there, you know, you can rely on them a little bit more, and they step up, you know. But in the beginning, not knowing what to expect or how something's going to be, you know, it's tough. But you got to find it. You got to make time for family. That's the biggest thing. You know, it's, you know, nobody, you can't just be all work and no play.
Of course, yeah. You know, I feel like you just need to find whatever it is, even anything, any aspect in life, just find the balance and then be able to.
It's pretty much, I mean,
Because you don't want to over, like, stretch yourself with something, you know what I mean? You want to be able to.
And at the same time, you know, like I said, it's, you know, it's, you have your good days and you have your bad. You don't know when that phone's going to ring, when there's a problem, when there's
an
issue.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's unfortunate. It happens. It happens a lot more. You know, like, usually people that, you know, work, they just go home at the end of the day. They don't have to worry about what happens. You know, it's like, all right, I get off at 5. All right, that's it. You know, your mind shuts off from work mode, and you're doing the next thing, whether it's hanging out with your friends or having dinner with your family. You're not thinking about it. But when own a business, you can't shut it off like that. Like, you know, you're thinking
all the time, right?
Yeah, and, you know, you can't leave something alone. You have to work at it, you know, to make something better. So, you know, like I said, it's a lot of hours that you put in and a lot of time, you know, trying to, you know, make something better than what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, of course. Did you, like back in the day, did you, like, say to yourself, like, I want to be a business owner?
No. I mean, I never thought. I mean, even when I went back to doing the pizza, I worked in a pizzeria for a very long time.
You worked at Marino's, right?
Yeah, I worked at Marino's for a very long time growing up. And I used to work two jobs. I'd go from a deli to, you know, Marino's. Like, yeah. You know, like, I'd work 6 o'clock in the morning, and then 2 o'clock when I got off one job, I'd go to the other one at 3 and work till 10.
So you're always grinding, always?
Always worked. I always hustled. I, you know, I did what I had to do, you know, to save up money.
Of course.
But I never thought when I left pizzeria, I went to a job called Diebold. I never thought that I would be back in the pizzeria. Somebody would say, hey, you're gonna own a pizzeria one day. I would have never said, you know, I would have left. You know, like, yeah, no shot.
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, when it was presented to me that the owner was leaving and asked me if I, you know, was interested in buying it, I kinda, thought back and talked to my brother, because, you know, he was with me, you know, working there at one point.
That's awesome, yeah.
So I tried to do something that I thought about it, and I said, you know, hey, listen, let's do this. And he was on board.
Right?
you know, I wanted to, I always, like I said, I always had the vision of making this Rossetti's at some point, you know, and no better way to do it than, you know, with my brother who was, you know, family already.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, but do you guys like butt heads on certain things at all, being that you're like partners with your brother?
You know the answer to that question. Yeah, we butt heads a lot, but you know, it's good at the end of the day. You know, I mean,
you guys just want to succeed, and of course.
Yeah, I mean, when we butt heads though, it's, you know, it's a different type of, it's not like butt heads in a bad way. It's just, you know, he'll see something that like he thinks we should do something in one way, and he could be completely right. You know,
yeah.
It's really taking, you know, what people say to each other and evaluating what's best for the store. I mean, same thing that I go through with Darren or, you know, my partner with the audio video. You go through stuff and you try to hash out which is the way that we want to do something, you know, and what's best for the store.
That's awesome.
You know, but yeah, it's a lot of, I mean, listen, it is a lot of fun. I mean, I would say that, like, you know, people that go to school, know what you want to do. You know, like, that's the biggest advice. Don't go to school for the sake of going to school.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm currently in college right now, and like I've taken certain classes, like business wise. I'm not a business major or anything, but I've taken certain business classes, and then I've got like whatever I learned, what I learned. But then now, like I go on Google and I go on YouTube, and those platforms, there's so much learning opportunity there. It's crazy.
It is, you know, and you know it's a lot of money now, college. So it's like, you know, you gotta know what you want to do. You know, if you're gonna be a nurse, you want to be a lawyer. Yeah, you gotta go to school for something.
Yeah, certain professions that you definitely have to.
If you don't know though, like, you know, like you need to think about that.
Of course.
You know, before you go through a 4-year degree and then say, okay, well, this is pointless, and now you gotta go back to school for what you want to do. I mean, you know, usually, you know, the first 2 years you should be figuring out what it is you want to do.
Yeah. Taking
transition
different classes, figuring out what you like, what you don't like. I agree with that
100%. Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, like I said, it's a lot of fun being a business owner. It's just, it's not as easy as everybody thinks it is.
Of course. So your three businesses, you're on social media platforms?
Yep, we're on, you know, Facebook, we're on Instagram. I don't know if we have anything else further than that, but I know
Instagram
and
LinkedIn?
Facebook. I'm not sure if we're on LinkedIn. I don't think we're on LinkedIn.
Okay.
We might be for the nutrition store, but not for the pizzeria or for the AV company. You know, I mean, we try to keep up with the photos on the Instagram.
Yeah, of course.
The nutrition store, we do a great job with it. The pizzeria, we're going to, you know, start posting a little bit more. You know, like just
there,
yeah, there's a lot of things that we're going to introduce to, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun for people to order even on apps and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's going to be pretty cool, you know, the lineup that we have coming down. But we'll be posting that as we go.
I think social media is, it's like, I feel like social media for like businesses is just like a free marketing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, between YouTube and, I mean, you know, people can make good money doing stuff like this. I mean, if they know what it is that they want, you know, they can make a lot of money doing that stuff.
That's another way to build a brand too, you know.
Yep.
People could relate to it. They see videos of pizza maker throwing a pie up in the air. You know what I mean?
You know, I mean, I don't, you know, well, yeah, I mean, on the YouTube part with the way that people make videos and they make money off that, I, you know, I don't have that vision on how to do something like that.
But even Instagram, like, you could put
your
pizza videos, like you got like throwing pizza in the air, making garlic knots,
you
whatever
do anything.
It is.
Even
if
you show, you know, the food, everybody's drooling over something that, you know, looks good, you know, but yeah. You know, social media is a big, it's the free form of advertisement.
It is.
It's the best
is.
Way to
100%.
Get what you want out there. And, you know, you see something that looks good on my page, you like it, and then your friend sees something, and it's just trickle effect.
It
you
is.
You know, and it's, you know,
I'm big,
a big
I like,
part of it.
I like the social media aspect of.
To be honest, people can't live without it.
I know.
You know, I mean, every day, it's everybody's on it. Like, you know, like you talk to anybody who has Instagram, I doubt that they go days without looking at it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, they probably, it's got to be something that every time they get a break, they just go on and
just check it out.
So
but at the same, like, it could be bad, I guess, if you're on it too much, because you're not using your time wisely.
And I'll tell you, it's bad when you own a pizzeria and the people are on their phones, but they're working and they're sitting there looking at their phones, but, I mean, other than that, you know, I mean, it's the only way to really get your point across to people anyway, you know?
It really is.
I mean, it's the best way.
It is. It's awesome. All right, Ronnie, I appreciate you coming on the podcast.
No problem, man. Thank you for having me.
I wish you the best, and make sure you guys go check out the pizzeria opening up this week. Thank you.
I would like to thank everyone for listening to the Long Island Express podcast. Tune in for the next guest as well as the next episode. Bless up and peace out.